So Pilate delivered Jesus over to the Jews and chief priests to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out. At Golgotha, they crucified him. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
I remember reading one theologian who referred to us as verbivores, meaning that we are nourished by words. With all the words we hear these days, we should be fat. But so many of these words are nothing but empty calories, and so many find themselves malnourished. However, there are times when a single word, rightly spoken in the appropriate context and with good timing, can fill us like a delicious meal. Never has there ever been a single word spoken more truly and at a more perfect time than the single word uttered by Jesus Christ as he was being crucified. This word is found in John chapter 19, verse 30. It is finished. Now you may be wondering why I said one word when I just read for you three words. And the reason is because it takes three words in English to translate the one word from Greek. But those three words come from the one word, tetelestai. Greek scholar and teacher William Mounts wrote this: "This one-word summary of Jesus' life and death is perhaps the single most important statement in all of Scripture." The historical context of this word, we know, was when Christ was being crucified by wicked men according to the divine purpose of his Father. The meaning of this word is to bring to an end, or also fulfilling one's task. It means paid in full, a word that at that time was stamped on tax receipts. In this word, Christ was saying, "Everything has been accomplished, which by the appointment of the Father, as revealed in the Scriptures, I must do and bear." Notice he said, "It is finished," not "I am finished." So what was it that was finished? Well, his physical suffering at the hands of evil men was coming to an end. Many Old Testament prophecies, types, shadows, and sacrifices were as well, as Christ Jesus is the sacrifice offered once for all time for the forgiveness of sins. His active obedience on behalf of his people, the hellish agonies of being forsaken by his Father, were coming to an end. In a word, everything necessary to reconcile sinful man to a holy God was finished. The payment for sin was paid in full. The person and work of Christ is both necessary and sufficient to save sinners. J.I. Packer wrote these words: "Its saving power does not depend on faith being added to it. Its saving power is such that faith flows from it." Knowing these truths, we cannot allow ourselves to glory in anything or anyone but Christ Jesus. We cannot allow for any, including ourselves, to believe that anyone can escape the wrath of God except by faith in Christ Jesus. We live by faith, knowing Jesus died to pay our debt. And so we know that we are to live dying to self, loving, honoring, obeying, worshiping, and adoring our Savior and King. Let us all hear and believe the sweet cry of our precious Savior: "It is finished. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.